こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、今週月曜日、 EU のコペルニクス気候変動サービスが11月の世界の気温が観測史上最高を記録したと発表しました。今年は強めのラニーニャ現象が起きており、地球規模で冷却効果があるにもかかわらず、1981年から2010年の11月の平均気温と比べ、先月は 0.8 度近く上昇しており、温暖化傾向と一致していることがわかります。 NASA の調査によると、現在の温暖化は氷河期以降自然が引き起こした温暖化の平均速度の10倍のスピードで進んでいるとのことです。
On Monday, the EU Copernicus Climate Change Service announced that global temperatures in November were the warmest observed on record. Although this year has had a strong La Niña global cooling effect, last month was 0.8 degrees warmer than past Novembers from 1981 to 2010, consistent with global warming effects. According to a survey by NASA, global warming is occurring at a rate 10 times faster than the natural warming which occurred after the last ice age.
そう、2016年が世界が最も気温が高かった年なんだけど、このままいくと2020年も同じぐらいになると思われるっていう感じで、日本は2016年だけじゃなくて2019年も気温が高かったんだよね。
うん。
で、まあ、温暖化で気温が上がってるとはいえ、その地球全土で同じように同じ幅で気温が上昇してるわけじゃないから、そういう意味で言うと日本っていうのは気温の上昇率が大きい方に該当するんだよね。
うん、
だから、夏場とかに35度以上の日が増えてきて、冬には0度以下の日がどんどん減るっていう。
うん、
で、まあ、大雨とか台風の日数もどんどん増えていくっていうことなんだけど、確かに体感として今年の11月おかしかったよね。
It's been pretty warm.
めちゃくちゃ暑い日もあったじゃん。普通に私 T シャツで息子と公園にいる日とかあったし、
mm-hmm.
特に午前中、今まで生きてきて11月に T シャツ着て外にいるとかちょっと考えられないから結構びっくりした。
It used to snow in November sometimes.
うん、だしもうね、冬は冬っていう感じだったじゃん。今年本当に、なんか一回すごい寒くなったと思ったらまた暖かくなったりとか、でまた急にすごい寒い日があったかと思ったら暑くなったり、かなりこう、謎の感じだよね。
Yeah, I mean, I try not to extrapolate fromLike the local weather or even the local climate to sort of the climate change phenomenon. But it certainly seems like that's what's happening. And it's a year after year thing. So it doesn't really snow in Tokyo that much anymore. Mm. And it's, I think, a pretty small...difference in temperature in Celsius is going to make a pretty significant difference in the climate we see and the amount of energy available for tropical storms and sort of monsoon type situations.
ね、自分が子供の時とか思い出しても、やっぱり夏とか30度超える日があったら、うわ、30度超えてる、今日暑いねみたいな感じだったけど。
うん、
もう今年とか結構当たり前みたいな感じで、30度だったらまだマシな方みたいな、なんかこうどんどん塗り替えられちゃってる感じがあるけどね。
So how do you think we're doing as a species, or how are different countries or global initiatives contributing, or you know, what is the, how can we measure our progress, and how do we know if we're doing enough or if we're doing the right things?
I don't know if anyone says we're doing enough. But まあただね、今回パンデミックでさ、前に論文紹介したと思うけど、こう空気がすごいきれいになったりとか、なんかやっぱりこれぐらいまでしないと、うん、ドラスティックに変化しないんだっていう、逆にそれが分かったような年でもあったし。
But even during the pandemic, it was only a period of about 3 months that、primarily energy consumption from the transportation sector、decreased by about 25%、for about 3 months. And it's a noticeable difference, but I don't know if that is even enough of a difference、to prevent the continued accumulation of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. You know, the composition of the atmosphere is continuing to change.
Yeah, I think that the team of the paper, what they said was more like, なんていうの?どこまでやればどれぐらい変わるかっていう、まあ、社会実験みたいなもんだねっていう話だったか、その3ヶ月のおかげですごい助かりましたみたいな話ではあんまりないのかなと思ってるけど、
I'm just trying to quantify what that difference was during that 3 months, and it was only a 25% decrease primarily in the transportation sector, so、mm-hmm. it which overall as a percentage reduction of CO2 is not actually that significant. The impact appeared more significant because car emissions are a more visual form of pollution. I mean, there's actually、right. Pollutants in the air other than CO2 that we were seeing. So, you know, other sectors continued to pollute at similar rates, you know, it was primarily transportation that was reduced.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think we all live lives where we are using energy, and we see how businesses and people are using energy. We all participate in this. And I think we need to try to imagine what the future will look like if we have reduced our emissions dramatically, right? So the way our houses are built, the way we generate electricity will have to change, obviously. And our modes of transportation will have to change. And so I think we will see a dramatic increase in solar power as well as energy storage systems. And then we will see an electrification of transportation and sort of a decentralized grid more than the current centralized power systems that we have. If I have to like imagine what a solution would look like at scale. And there's also energy efficiency. We waste a lot of heat. So our climate control systems, like air conditioning, that just pumps the heat outside. But we could capture that heat and use it to heat water, for example.
日本もね、2030年までにガソリンの車の新規販売をやめるみたいな、こんなと出してたよね。
Really?
Yeah.
How do people feel about that?
I don't know.I haven't really seen.
There wasn't like a public outcry
on.
No. Against it, or
no? What I've seen so far is more like 2030でいいんだろうかみたいな。But yeah, I don't think you know anyone's angry about it or anything. So
there are
unless
also...
you work for a car company that focuses on gas cars.
There's been a huge increase in the use of natural gas as an energy source, as well as these sort of biomass, like plant-sourced fuels for energy production. I think the natural gas trend will continue for quite some time. But transportation currently being almost 100% petroleum, I think is probably the biggest opportunity for change, because our ability to control emissions from smaller scale power plants like a combustion engine is pretty limited. Like we can't have good scrubbers and stuff on like tiny engines.
Yeah, and 今ね、多分ちょうどあの Rainforest Action Network の人たちがあの日清への署名をやってて、あのそのパーム油の話、あの番組でも何回か話してるけど、それもあの2030年からなんでみんな2030なのね、あのそれも2030年からあの、まあ、人権侵害とか森林破壊を起こしているところから調達しないことにしますみたいなのを、まあ、日清が発表したんだけど、それこそなんで2030年なのかっていう問題があって、もうちょっと早めてくださいっていう署名を今やってるみたい、まあ、あと10年あるからね。
I think it's really important to preserve ecosystems. I was watching this documentary on Apple TV, TV Plus, or whatever it's called. And it's called Tiny World.
Okay.
And they follow small creatures, like really small creatures that are like super interesting and weird. And they really show the teamwork between different species. Like certain species of animal can form teams and help each other. So there's birds that team up with these, what are they called? These gopher looking critters, and they like communicate, and they have warning signals, and like you see how interconnected all these species are, and how these ecosystems really work. And how sensitive they are to disruption. And that disruption could be pollution, or it could be temperature and climate, or could be something else. But the level of sophistication that these small animals have is absolutely mind-blowing. You know, tiny spiders and stuff that learn super sophisticated choreographed dance moves, you know, to try to seduce their partner or something. There's like really weird stuff going on at these tiny scales. And there's so much left. I mean, we've only really documented a fraction of that. That there's, I think those are treasures that we're losing as we compromise these ecosystems.
Yeah, that reminded me of the Bear Grylls documentary that I talked about before. なんかね、どっかに住んでるある鳥の種類が、その外敵から子供を守るためにもうなんていうの、断崖絶壁みたいな、こう岩の柱みたいなのがいっぱい立ってるところに住んでるのね。でその岩の柱の一番上、超高いところに卵を産むのよ。外敵が届かないように。でそれはいいんだけど、そのひよこが生まれた後にそこから飛び降りないといけないのね。でその飛び降りるから普通にこう落っこちてほとんど死ぬみたいな。で飛び降りてたまたま生き残ったやつがまたその柱の上に卵を産んでみたいなのを繰り返してるんだけど、なんかこうこんな過酷な道を選択してしまった動物もいるんだっていう、もうなんかだってひよこだから羽もうこんなちっちゃいわけだから飛ぶこともできないじゃん。だから本当に落っこちてんの、ピューンって、なんか
And most of them
助かったとしてもそうほとんど死ぬし、助かったとしてもなんていうの、めちゃくちゃ痛いわけじゃん当然。その岩場にガチンってめっちゃ高いところから落ちてるわけだから、で落ちたところで食べられちゃう人もいるし、もうなんか生まれた瞬間から超ハードモードみたいな。
It's super brutal. And yeah, the survival rates for most of these creatures is very low. The, you know, from when they're quite small, especially, I think the survival rate's probably highest among mammals, and they probably have the most caring and protective parents. But they also have the least offspring, right? But yeah, there's so many crazy things going on. There's like a caterpillar that makes a fake head and puts the fake head on top of its head because there's a spider that likes to kill that caterpillar. And a spider or a scorpion or something. But it always stabs the fake head. Or usually. You know, they have these really specific mechanisms. That you should watch Tiny World. I was just in awe.
Well, I'm not in Apple TV, though. Wait, that's something you pay separately, right?
Yeah, or you can get the bundle thing. I don't want to sound like an Apple salesperson.
But. Yeah, the bundle thing's pretty expensive, no? And it comes with all the things that I don't need.
Well, for me, it was cheaper than what I was doing. So it offered to reduce my cost. If I added Apple TV, I could reduce what I'm paying. So that's what I did.
あのね、虫で言うと誰かが前にさ、おすすめしてくれた本があって、なんだっけ ？I thought it was in my Kindle. あ、昆虫はすごいっていうなんか本があって、そこでこうそういう変な虫の習性とか謎のその生きる術みたいなのを大量に紹介してくれてんの。それめっちゃ面白いよ。
They were showing these ants.And the ants wouldn't leave anyone behind. So if an ant got injured and like lost its legs and it's like part of its body, at least one other ant would try to grab him and drag him back to the colony so he could survive. And so there's like this dramatic, you know, Saving Private Ryan style video where these ants are trying to rescue their fallen, you know, comrades. And it's like...Man, it's hard to believe they're doing this without, like, caring. You know what I mean? Because they're like ants.
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine that they care. You know, like this ant is like, you know, just leave me. Go on without me. It's like, no. You know, it's like this dramatic, you know, that scene is so emotionally charged as a human watching it.
Yeah.
And it's just weird to think that that's just what they're programmed to do.
So, I mean, yeah, we're the same way, right?
Maybe, we're programmed to care and be all dramatic about it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like, that's our mechanism.
So, it's, yeah, we have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
Ants are weird. And that, あのさ、子供産んでから気づいたんだけど、あの、ダンゴムシじゃないけどダンゴムシみたいなやつわかる？なんかダンゴムシじゃんって思うんだけど丸まらないの。なんか違う種類なの。それがめっちゃいっぱいいて寒くなってくるとねこんな大きい直径1センチぐらいの穴を掘ってみんなでその中にいるの。
Where?
知ってた？え、その辺中にいるもうこの都内の。
In
Tokyo? Yeah.I see them all the... あとこんなでっかいカメムシ多分カメムシで黒っぽくてなんか模様がついてんだけどそれも超大量にいるの都内、それねちょっと子供産むまで全然見えてなかったけど今年になって初めてなんか散々地面見てたら気づいた。
I think kids have an objective sense of what's actually cool. And then as you get older, you try to likeLook cool, and you know, you care about what other people think, and it's kind of you,
I guess,
you don't look at the clouds as much, you don't look at the ground as much, you stop wanting to be an astronaut, and you know, you give up and you just start, you know, sitting in an office.
But I guess that also depends on kids, too. It's not like all the 2 year olds are amazed by everything surrounding them. Like, it's not really, that's not really the case.
Some kids are miserable. You know, they just sit there and they're like, oh, this is such a drag.
But I don't know about that either, but でもなんだろうね。
Certainly in school that begins to happen.
I guess. バルセロナ自治大学の研究チームが1996年から2016年の間に42カ国で行われた99の国政選挙のデータを分析し、支持する政党をめぐって国民が互いに敵意を持ち分裂する現象は多くのケースで選挙後に弱まる傾向にあることを発見しました。政党をめぐって国民が対立する構造は投票率が上がるなどのメリットもありますが、国民が反対の意見の人々を敵視しすぎると党同士の妥協案も受け入れがたくなり、その結果民主主義が守ろうとしている多元的共存主義、多様性の尊重が損なわれ正当化される傾向にあるとチームを率いたエンリケ・ヘルナンデス氏は指摘しています。選挙期間中は政党のイデオロギーの違いが大きく強調され、多くの人が自分の支持する政党により愛着を持つようになりますが、選挙後は支持する政党へのポジティブな思いと反対する政党へのネガティブな思いがどちらも迅速に低下していました。
A research team at the Autonomous University of Barcelona analyzed data from national elections held in 42 countries from 1996 to 2016 and found that affective polarization and partisan animosity generally subsided following an election's conclusion. According to Enrique Hernandez, while such polarization can increase voter turnout, it can cause people to view those with political differences as the enemy and cause compromises among parties to become more difficult.Leading some individuals to justify violations of democratic norms. This strains the pluralistic values of respect for diversity, which democracies are expected to protect. During elections, the differences between partisan ideologies are emphasized, and people have greater attachment for the party they identify with. But after the election, both positive emotions towards one's own party and negative emotions against the other party dramatically decrease.
So...まあ、その選挙のプロセスの中でイデオロギーの差が強調されて、みんなが好きな方に強い愛着だったり執着を持つわけだよね、
うん、
でそのことによってこう党の方針をみんながきちんと理解するとか、まあ、自分の応援している党を勝たせたいから選挙に行こうみたいなモチベーションにつながるっていう意味ではメリットではあるんだけど、こう分裂が起きてしまって本来仲間であるはずの国民同士で敵対することになっちゃうみたいな、
うん、
でまあ最近の傾向からこういう分裂とか分断ポーライゼーションに関する研究もすごい増えてるなっていう印象なんだけど、まあ、このリサーチもあのもうこのねアブストラクトにも書いてあったんだけど、これって平均の話だから、もちろん全ての選挙で選挙の後にディポーライズされるわけではないし、あの特に選挙結果が物議を醸してしまった時とか僅差だった時っていうのは、
うん、
あのまあディポーライズされないこともある。さらに、うん、この研究はサーベイなんだよね、あの選挙の後にどう感じますかっていう、
うん、
なのでそのリミテーションとして選挙後の非分裂の度合いが選挙中の分裂の度合いを相殺しているかどうかっていうのは分からない、
うん、
Do you know what I mean?
I think so.
その Whether the process of post-election depolarization compensates for pre-election increases in polarization ってこと、それが分かんない、
right. well...
そう分かんないから、全体的にネットでどうなって、あの ネットってそのネットネットプラスマイナスは分かんないっていうリミテーションはあるっていうのは自分たちでも言ってた。
Well, I don't think it's sort of what we would expect, right?
Yeah.
And they also mentioned that there are circumstances where such depolarization may not occur or may not occur as much if people, you know, don't feel like the election process was legitimate.
そうだから今のアメリカのケースみたいな感じだとあの
There are cases where this doesn't quite apply
そうディポラリされるとは限らないんだけど、まあ、例えば今言ったアメリカのケースで言うと4年ごとに選挙があるわけだから4年ごとにこうやってみんながまあイデオロジーがすごく差があるよっていうのが強調されて、
うん、
自分はどっちの側につくかっていうのをみんなが考えて相手に敵対心を持つっていうのをもう毎4年ごとにやってるわけだよね、
うん、
だからその分断されてちょっとそれが弱まって分断されて弱まってっていうのをまあ定期的にやってるっていう
It's like an engine or something
Yeah
You know the piston in an engine has a cycle and it at some part of the cycle top dead center it's at maximumpressure and there's combustion happening and fuels are being injected and that explodes and creates a lot of momentum and I mean this is probably not the best metaphor but it is a cyclical thing that increases in energy and reaches you know a climax essentially or is designed to reacha climax which is supposed to be followed by this depolarization. The depolarization is, I think, in some ways part of the system as intended. And so, you know, we ideally you avoid a situation where that cannot be reconciled. You know, there's no clear result that everyone can respect, you know.Particularly in a democracy, it's important. You know, if people don't really respect the who's elected in some other countries, it may not matter as much. It's not going to have as much of an effect on the process. Maybe, I don't know, Russia or somewhere, China, like that. I mean...
Yeah. やっぱりこう、特にアメリカは2つの政党が真逆でそれがすごく分かりやすいじゃんなんか誰にでも分かりやすいというか、うん、その党の方針が党が向いてる方向っていうのが誰でも分かるぐらいもうパッキリ分かれててでさらにその I'm a Republican みたいな言い方をするそのセマンティック問題というかその、うん、アイデンティティ問題みたいなのもあるから余計こういう風になるのかなって日本はなんか一応こんなんだ例えば自民党とかあの思想的には保守なんだけど改憲とかしようとしてるからそのなんていうの全部が保守っていうわけではないというか変化しない方がいいと思ってるわけではないっていう意味では保守ではないみたいな、
うん、
だからでそれに対抗する勢力としてこうまあ、なんか保守とリベラルで完全にきっぱり分かれてそのアボーションの話とか分かりやすいテーマでやり合ってるみたいな感じじゃないからそれが良くも悪くも分かりにくいしだから国民がこうパッキリ2つに分かれるみたいな感じになってないから
それが I think the perception in the States is far moreIt's extremely reductionist, and actually, there are many, many Republicans who have different stances on issues like abortion and climate change and different things. Liberals may be tempted to assume that, you know, if someone's religious, then they're conservative, for example, or if someone is conservative or Republican, that they don't believe.That mass work, or they don't believe that evolution happened. But in real life, that's not, those are caricatures. It's really not that way at all. The same way that if you talk to liberals, they don't, you know, all agree on some of the more radical positions in the left party. I think that's why strategically they chose Biden and Harris, and Biden sort of.Can appeal to more centrist people while Harris can appeal to people who identify as more progressive.
Hmm. ね、だからそういう選挙の時にやっぱり違いを押し出さないといけないみたいなからこうそこでこう全然違う、もう絶対に相入れない分かり合えない全く違う2つみたいに、そういうふうにまあマーケティングされるし、メディアも そういうふうに2つに分かれるし、だからまあそりゃそうなるよねっていう感じなんだけど、
ただなんかでも、go ahead。
ただなんかこれも、まあこれはちょっとね、なんか今のアメリカはちょっとこれに当てはまってないかもしれないから、そこは unfortunate ではあるんだけど、まあ常にこう分断されてそのまんまになっちゃうわけじゃないとか、この間もあの何 Thanksgiving のリサーチあったじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, but あったじゃんっていうかこの番組では話してないけど、こう選挙で分断が起きてることによって Thanksgiving でみんなが家族と過ごす時間が減ってるかどうかみたいな、
うん、
あの論文があって、あの、まあ、何年前と比べてるのか忘れちゃったけど、あの、まあ、結果としては減ってないと。だから、うん、
But what if people just didn't go? I think there are a lot of people who just didn't go. Because I know people that I know a lot of people that aren't on good terms withfamily for political reasons.
まあそういう人ももちろんいるだろう。まあだから平均の話だからね、それも別に、なんていうの、全くいないわけじゃないと思うんだけど、例えばうちもさ、うちの夫の家族というかまあ親戚の中にはフロリダ州だからトランプに入れてる人もいるし、だクリスマスとか Thanksgiving で集まったら政治の話はできない。できないし誰もしないし、もうないものとしてそこでこう話しても意味がないから、
And both sides feel that way, right? Like it's not worth it. We're not going to reach a conclusion. You're delusional, you know. And both sides kind of think the other side's delusional, but we can still talk about family. We can still talk about, you know, the weather. Carefully avoid, you know.Talking about the weather too much because you might get on climate change, or talking about family too much because you might get on some other, you know.
Yeah, まあ、issues. 私はね、結婚して後からその家族に入り込んでるから、その結婚する前にもしかしてそういうね、議論というか口論になったこともあるのかもしれない。そこは分かんないんだけど、とにかく私が知る限りは、こう、あ、多分あの人トランプに入れてるよねみたいな、みんな分かってるけど。その話はわざわざしないからこそ別に平和に同じ食卓を囲み楽しく過ごせるわけじゃん。
But there is that like suspicion and gossip, like, oh, I think this person's like, you know, secretly Antifa, or I think this person's like, you know,
secretly
joining the Proud Boys, or I think this person's like,
そこまで言ったら確かになんかやばい。
But,
やばいからあれだけど。
But it is talked about in like a fairly serious sense, like, hey, this is a challenge for, you know, familial relationships, that this、
right.
person has a different political alignment than we do.
なんかおじいちゃんが変なフェイクニュースの記事を読んで、それをこうみんなに読ませようとしているとかさ、
And he's like, my grandkids read so much fake news, you know, talking to his friends.
私もやっぱり、まあ、私と母は同じような考え方だから、まあ、例えば何かについて言ってるときに、まあ、父は私がいるときは結構そこに同調してる感じだったのね、ずっと、まあ、そうだよねみたいな。だけど私がいないところではなんかかなりの右翼っていうか、まあ、もともと産経新聞読んでるし、だから多分私とやり合いたくないから適当に合わせてるみたいな、でたまになんか私からすると結構とんでもないことを言ったりとかして、私がいやそれ違うじゃんみたいな感じで言うんだけど、その時も結構すぐ早く折れるというか、ふんみたいな感じで終わるのね。だから多分彼からするとめんどくさいからなのかあの、まあ、関係をこじらせるのが嫌だからなのか、多分か本当の気持ちを隠してるっていうかあんまり言わない。だそういう家族も結構いるのかなと思うし、なんていうんだろう、そのお互い分かり合おうとか議論するっていうことよりもこの場をうまく回して決裂しないようにすることに優先を 優先度を持ってくるみたいな。
And I think even when people have those intentions, they can end up in political arguments. And people seem to not react well, you know, if they're told that something they believe isn't true. And that's very, I really feel like that's a big problem on both sides of the political spectrum. I've tried to tell liberal friends something that they believed that I don't think is true. And I've tried to tell Republican friends something that they believe that I don't think is true. And people really don't react well to it. And they have, you know, everyone seems to like have their sources. What's your source? Well, this was fact checked by, you know, this website, Snopes, and this was fact checked. And it's like, oh, well, Snopes is bullshit. And, you know, it's just kind of like, it's hard to establish right. the fundamental facts. And so what you'd have to do is find some way to sit in the same room and watch the same screen and somehow get the full clip of whatever happened and like cross analyze. It's like so much work to try to coalesce the worldviews at this point. And I think that's why yeah. people are giving up on doing
so. And also like, なんていうのね、どういう背景があってそれを言ってるっていうのが、たまにこう単純に例えばこの場ではトランプの悪口をみんなで言いたいだけみたいな時の人もいるじゃん、その場では。
mm-hmm.
その時になんか例えば私の友達でもう全然トランプ支持じゃないし、トランプにボートしたいとも思ってもないんだけど、かといってそのリベラル側もすごいいろんなフェイクニュースとかあるわけじゃん。でその自分がリベラルだからこそリベラルに対する期待値が高くて、だからこそがっかり度もあるみたいな、でそういう背景からそのリベラルを批判するようなことを言ってるみたいな人がいて、だけどその背景をわからないで聞いてると単純にもうただただトランプを擁護してるように聞こえるみたいな。
You're a Trumper. Trump supporter.
だからその場にいるリベラルの人は
Why don't you put on your hat?
そうそうそう、でその場にいるリベラルの人怒っちゃうみたいな。だからなんだ、その場でみんながどういう意図でその話を持ち出してきてるのか、その真実の話をしたいくてその話をしてるのか、ただその感情的に満足したいからその話してるのかによっても聞きたいことって違うじゃん、
mm-hmm.
違うし、その
It's this agenda thing.
いや、そうそうそう、みんなのそうアジェンダがずれてるから、
This agenda focus and then thisimagining other people's agendas when that's not their agenda, and yeah. then people being afraid to say something because someone will imagine what their agenda is. And it's like, yeah, that might be true, but it's like politically directionally incorrect. Like, why are you criticizing the left when Trump's doing this and this and this and mm. this and this and this? And so it kind of people stop caring about what the truth is.And there are just major details about what has happened that I don't feel comfortable saying what I think the truth is, because I could just, I mean, either way right. I say what the truth is, people on right. one side or the other are going to like flip out.
Yeah, まあ、うん、あとそれもまた別になんていうの、その場で、like, it doesn't necessarily mean that these people don't care about the truth either. Maybe...At that moment, at this restaurant, you know, they're tired and they just want to talk shit about Trump, you know? And they don't need to hear other stuff. っていう時もある人もいるじゃん。
But they're also critical of fake news, so we don't want to be spreading things that aren't true, right? I mean...
Right. なんていうの、その場の会話がどれぐらい重要かっていう、そのperspective の差もあるじゃん。だからこの場で友達と話してるだけなんだから、うん、もう別に間違ってても適当でもいいじゃん、どうせみんな同じ意見なんだしみたいなところで、いやそこは違うんだよみたいな言われると、いや今いいからって思う人もいるだろうし、
Some people I think feel uncomfortable by this sort of recreational shitting on Trump, you know?
Right.
It kind of goes like it gets redundant, I think.
その多分
We're not breaking new ground here with the orange, you know.
そのニーズがやっぱりずれてると多分喧嘩みたいになっ、同じアイデオロジーは一緒なのに喧嘩みたいになっちゃうみたいなのを私は何回も見たのね。なんか友人同士でそうなってるの。で、なんだろう、どっちも I know where they're coming from だし、全然喧嘩する意味は本当はなくて同じ考えだから、根本のところは。だけど、まあ、確かにイラッと、お互いがイラッとしちゃう気持ちもわかるし、なんだろう、だから、もうどうしようもないんだよね。だから、たまに本当その、Thanksgiving の時に、誰もその話をしないっていうのは、なんか、ある意味いいスチャレジーでもあるのかなと思う。なんか不毛だからもう、そこで。喧嘩してターキー投げ合うみたいなのはさ、必要ないから。
Do you think this is permanent? Like, we will have two different versions of textbooks? Because I don't see any way that you can have one version of sort of what happened between, you know, 2016 and 2020. I think there's going to be like a, it sounds weird, but like a Democrat textbook and a Republican textbook, or at least there will be two Wikipedias, or there will be a second Wikipedia will be created, you know, to so people can record what they believe that they feel isn't represented. What if can you imagine if the entire planet, like Earth, imagine Earth was one country and then it split this way, and you had half of Earth thinking one way and half the other half of Earth thinking another way, and they just couldn't agree, like the northern and southern hemispheres or something. I mean, it probably wouldn't happen that way. But like if the entire Earth is plugged into the internet and plugged into the same system, can we anticipate this bifurcation to happen on like an Earth scale?
Yeah, もうそうじゃない。だって基本そうなってるんじゃない？今、なんていうの？その、セグメントに分かれてるから、そう見えないだけで。
You mean like,
そのなんだ、例えば、
US, Canada, and Europe.
Yeah, I mean like, anti-immigrant の人たちとかっていうのはさ、別に国を越えて同じような考えの人たちっていうのいるから、なんだろう。そういう意味では、地球全体で分断。してるようなもんじゃない？特定のイシューに関しては。
You mean on the issue of immigration?
Yeah, or certain, I mean, or abortion, I don't know. I think abortion is a tricky one because it's basically a philosophical question. And there's no answer.
Well, some people think there's an answer.
Right.
So... Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, そうね。だからまあ個人個人がアンサーがある分にはいいけど、そのなんていうの。
Some people feel really strongly that there's an answer.
Yeah. そうだね。
So like thinking that there's no answer is kind of one of the positions. It's the position that
Yeah, definitely.
That I have right now. I know, you know, there are things we can weigh, but I don't think that there's like a clear answer demonstrated by some kind of scientific evidence or anything like now, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a position. Like I なんて言うんだろう。私の中ではもうそのこれその fertilized egg がライフかライフじゃないか、捨てていいものか捨てちゃダメなものかってもはやもう色の好みみたいなぐらいもう個人個人で絶対答えが違うからなんか全人類の好きな色何色にするぐらいのもう無理難題っていうか、だと思ってるけどそれはそれでそうマイケルが言ったみたいにポジションの一つでしかないっていうかなんだろう人によってはもう答えを自分は持ってるそれが絶対的なもう人類の答えって思ってるわけじゃん、だからそれを捨てるっていうのはもう殺人ですって言う人もいればそんなのポイポイ別に捨てたっていいんだみたいな人もいれば、 私はどっちともあんま思わないというか。
But it's based on such a, you know, such fundamental philosophical ideas about, you know, life and the,
yeah.
and the value of life,
yeah,
what life is and what isn't life and that whole
yeah,
thing. And that's
changes.
A sort of a, that's a religious level, you know, sort of.
Yeah, it's a philosophical question. And I think it changes depending on what you experience, right? So I thought I had the answer of my own. Until I had my own fertilized eggs in the freezer sitting there. So, I mean, I don't think it's a murder. I don't think that women who get abortion should be beaten or punished or anything. That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, it doesn't really feel like, you know, or you can just, I mean, なんかそれをこうポイポイしてるみたいな、なんだろうな。あれがどうなるかっていうのも見てしまったからにはポイポイ捨てることには確かに抵抗はあるわけで、
うん、
だからなんだろう本当もう人によるよねとしか言いようがなくなった逆になんか、
yeah.
それをすごく大事に思う人もいる気持ちもわかるし逆にそこをディタッチしないと辛いからやっていけない人もいるだろうしどっちも正解っていうか
I just know that the question is hard enough that I shouldn't expect someone else to come to some particular determined answer. The question is hard enough that we can't judge people for reaching one conclusion or the other. And that's sort of how I characterize the issue, rather than trying to take one stance and then vilify people who have a different stance.
Yeah, it's really... It's
sort of the
knowability
that determines... You know,
yeah.
how accountable we should be for our positions. And it's not a knowable, a strongly knowable, it's not a consensus issue, you know? So I don't think that people that decide one way or the other are evil or, you know, saints or anything like that. It's just a very difficult question. And this is what happens.
Yeah, なんだろう、答えがないっていうことが答えみたいな感じでまさに。だからなんだ自分はその辛い気持ちをするになるのが嫌だからあのうまくいかなかった時にだから受精卵をあんまりこう命みたいに私の赤ちゃんみたいに思わないように、うんまあ、自己防衛というかさ、
うん、
もうこれは卵だからこれが、まあ、人間になるならなるしならないならならないしもうそれはもう DNA も決まってるからって割り切ってたのね、うん、だけどこうそれは自分が傷つくのが怖いからそうやってるだけで傷つくのが怖いっていうよりもそれを命って思う方を優先してる人たちっていうのもいてその人たちにとってはもうその卵の時点ですごい大事なわけじゃん、
うん、
そのじゃあ私か私なのかそのもう一人の人かどっちかが間違ってどっちかが正しいみたいな話じゃないなっていうふうに思ったからだからこうなんだろう
I like
人殺しみたいな風にこう言ってあのなんか赤いペンキを投げつけるみたいなのは意味が分かんない、
mm-hmm.
意味が分かんないというかそういう風に至る何か過程がそういう風に強く思う何か個人的な経験があったんだろうなとは思うけどこうみんなを同じ思いにするっていうのは単純に不可能だから何やってるのかなと思うけど
And you know if you had different experiences or if I had different experiences, we could end up, you know, having a different stance or different feelings about the same issue. So it's sort of this, you know, assuming that or giving the benefit of the doubt, I suppose. With
yeah.
that issue.
そうね。いや、でも本当にこういう種類の、こういうトピックの論文結構増えてきたよねやっぱりみんな注目してるから
The balkanization of epistemology
Yeah 次
In a study by researchers at the University of Texas at Austin published in the journal Landscape Ecology AI was used to conduct the first ever census of creosote shrubs across the American Southwest The AI analyzed high-resolution survey data and counted every creosote in a 217-kilometer area in the Mojave Desert. The final tally was 23 million creosotes out of a population of 66 million plants. In addition to identifying each individual creosote, the algorithm recorded the location, height, and canopy area, as well as the surrounding soil, age, slope angle, and direction. The study found that the direction of the slope was the primary factor for creosote volume. Plants on east-facing slopes were 5 times bushier than those on west-facing slopes.
Landscape Ecology に掲載されたテキサス大学オースティン校の研究で、アメリカ南西部に生息するクレオソートブッシュという植物の個体数を調べるため、初めて人工知能が活用されました。人工知能は高解像度の調査データを分析し、モハーベ砂漠内の217キロ圏内にあるすべてのクレオソートブッシュをカウントし、最終的に6600万の植物のうち2300万がクレオソートブッシュであると導き出しました。今回のアルゴリズムは個々のクレオソートブッシュの特定だけでなく、生息している場所、個体の高さ、緑化面積、周囲の土の年齢、個体の傾斜角や方向までも記録しました。その結果、東向きの斜面に生えている個体は西向きの斜面の個体よりも5倍生い茂っており、傾斜の方面がクレオソートの体積を決める主な要因であることが判明しました。面白いね。
Yeah. It's good at counting.
この間ユータでモノリス見つけた人たちも、mm-hmm. これでカウントすればよかったかな、羊。
Oh, yeah.I thought you meant, for a second, I thought you meant count the monoliths. And I was like, what?
No.
There's not that many monoliths.
No, they were originally counting some sheep, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think they would be able to use something like this to,、to count sheep or antelope or whatever they're counting.
So, これまでは人がカウントしてたってこと?
Yes.
Or were they counting this at all?
Humans were counting, but they weren't counting all of them. So they would take samples from different areas.、And so you'd want a sample size of maybe around 1,000. And then you would characterize your sample and extrapolate it to the population. But that's far less accurate, obviously, than
directly
observing.
Do you know what the number was?
For which number?
For manual counting?Like, I'm kind of curious how off or correct they were.
Oh, I don't think they counted. You mean like the population?
Oh. Yeah, the estimate that we had before this and the number that AI came up with.
I didn't see that particular number mentioned, but now they have an exact number. I mean, down to like...exactly how many. So the AI is able to visually recognize the species of plants、and then from the image calculate、how much volume it has in the bush. And so it can characterize, it can count and characterize every single bush、and label themand then also characterize the surrounding soil, slope, and direction. So that's a lot of data.
You know,
and a lot of bushes to count. I don't know how long it would take to actually do this by, like, manually. You know, if you had humans perform the same task, not take a sample, but manually count and measure...All 66
絶対やりたくないよね絶対やりたくないし無理だよね。
It would probably take a really long time, like years. And by then, the bushes have changed by then.
Yeah, もうどんどん変わっちゃうもんね。だってハイツとか緑化面積とかも測るってなると、気が遠くなっちゃうよ。
So it seems like
その全部測って全部測り終わってどんぐらい時間かかるのか分かんないけど、それやってやっとそのパターンを見つける準備が整ってるわけじゃん。でそっからパターンを見つける作業もしなきゃいけないから、
うん、
そのあ西向きのやつより5倍生い茂ってるよみたいな、
うん、
もう材料揃える時点でヘトヘトになっちゃう。
I think they could apply this to anything, pretty much.
You mean other plants?
And animals? I mean anything. And stuff? I mean cars, humans, houses. So, you know, to take a census, they used to go door to door, and then you'd just do a census of, like, the people. But now you can do sort of aerial, drone, satellite, census without permission, characterize every single house. You know, how many, what proportion of houses in Minatoku have a, you know, balcony, and how many floors are there, and, you know, how many people live in each house. You can ask the AI to track these things, to monitor these things. And it's like, you know, there's 16% more rooftop garden parties in 2020 than 2019 or something, you know, all these metrics, and it could get to the level where they can analyze, you know, each person's gait, you know, how they walk, what's the rate of male pattern baldness, you know, like they can track so many things, and we had big data as sort of a tech revolution over the last maybe 5 or 10 years. But now we really have big analysis in the form of AI, where it can analyze and label information at just an absolutely gigantic scale like this. You know, so if there's any dramatic change to this creosote bush population, then we'll have very detailed information about which bushes are being affected and potentially why.
So this plant is common in certain areas of America and Mexico. I mean, do people know what this is?
Creosote shrub?
Yeah. Did you know what this was?
I figure it's just one of those shrubs. there are a lot of shrubs in the Southwest. And like Arizona and Texas.
Creosote shrubs で調べると日本語でそのままクレオソータブッシュって出てきたから。
And what does it look like? Doesn't it just look like one of those little shrubs?
Yeah.
Are those aren't the ones that turn into What am I trying to say?
The rolling one?
Yeah, what are those?
The rolling thingy in the desert?
Yeah. Why can't I think of what it's called?
The weed roll. Tumbleweed?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. My God. I almost had an aneurysm trying to remember that.
Yeah. Tumbleweed ってそれこそ日本語でなんて言うんだろうね?
Tumbleweed.
タンブルウィードだって本当に。ちょっと待って、やる気なさすぎる。
I told you.
ウィキペディア、タンブルウィード。夏の終わり頃に枯れてちぎれて軽い玉のようになり、風に吹かれて転がる乾燥地帯の植物のことである。よくね、まあ、あの砂漠のシーンとかでコロコロコロって転がってるやつだよね。
Uh-huh. It's associated with like Western movies and sort
yeah,
of...
yeah. Breaking Bad.
Or bad jokes.Or like if there's no one there, then a classic sort of expressive tool in movies is like the tumbleweed. It's like there's nothing.
Tumbleweed.
I hit a tumbleweed with a rental car last time I was in the States.
Okay.
And it got stuck to the front of the car.
Oh.
So I was driving around with a tumbleweed And I'd never got out and like looked at the front of the car for quite some time. So I had this tumbleweed in the front of the car for a while. It's kind of embarrassing. But they exist.
Tumbleweed. でも本物見たことないかも私。
Really?
そう言われてみれば。
You really do see them just cross the road. You'll be driving and you'll just see a tumbleweed like cross the road.
In Texas?
In Texas, in Arizona, in Nevada. Any sort of deserty place like that that has those. I don't know if they're in Texas. I think they are. But
Nevada はラスベガスしか行ったことないからな。
It's such a great design, isn't it? The thing dries out and then becomes disconnected from the ground and it's carrying seeds. And so it travels cross country.
Wow.
Dropping off little seeds.
Seeds.
And so like it dying and rolling across, like rolling around is like the most important stage of its life. Well, not its life, but it's after its life.
So.
Yeah, so what do you think of this planet surveilling technology? If we had every single thing on Earth accounted for, you know, you'd open up Google Earth or whatever and it would show you a real-time 3D model and it shows like how many, you can just Google like how many rabbits are there in Japan and it like highlights all the rabbits, like 72 million rabbits.
面白いけどなんかそこまでのフォームはないかもしれない。わかる?
I mean, is it... Are you fine with it? It's not a problem for you? It's not scary from like a surveillance standpoint?
That yeah, Skynet, for
sure. Like Skynet knows how many creosote bushes are in the American Southwest. Like that doesn't concern you?
I mean... For sure. I mean, if the government tries to use any government.
Tries to use that bush data.
Tries to use this kind of technology. It is creepy.
They must be using it, right?
If it's just rabbits, then it feels somewhat harmless, but then...
Don't you think the CIA is using this sort of AI technology to track people from satellites?
Oh, I'm sure they're doing everything.
They have a folder that says
that
mommy on it.
Doing. Am I that important? That's cool.
Well, you're just as important as one of the, 23 million creosote bushes.
Well, it's certainly creepy. I mean, just the fact that we can do this.
I feel like Earth is becoming a computer. Is that dramatic?
I don't know.
Isn't the entire Earth becoming a computer?
I was just thinking about キャッシュレス。これ存在言われてると思うけど、なんかキャッシュ。なんか自分も完全にもうキャッシュレスに移行しちゃっててキャッシュ全然使ってないんだけど、やっぱこういうテクノロジーとかサーベイランスのことを考えるとキャッシュってすごいいいよなとか。
You don't really know what's happening inside your phone. Like, where's my money? You know?
I don't really feel that way, but...
No? Then why is cash better? People don't know what you're buying.
Oh, in a sense that it's not... Yeah, it's not really tracked.
You know that room in the CIA in movies that has like a bunch of big screens?
Yeah.
And it's all satellite footage, right? And so, if Harrison Ford or whoever is on the run, then they always have like a video from a satellite way zoomed in.
Yeah.
And you can see, where they're going. You don't think that's happening? Or
Oh, it's totally happening. I mean, that's what's happening in Uyghur, right?
China is using satellites to monitor?
Oh,
or
I don't... Well, I
are they using street cameras and stuff?
I don't know if it was satellite, but...
It feels like the Truman Show at some point, you know? Because eventually we're going to live in a world where it's like... It is like the Truman Show. Like, they could just they could record the video from those devices and just sell it as like a movie called The Truman Show. And it's like, okay, mommy's going to the supermarket, but she hurt her ankle. So there's like this drama.
So Black Mirror ni ariso.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be interesting though to watch.
Aliens are probably watching right now.
That'd be cool.
Maybe this is a reality TV show for aliens. You know, the whole...
I like whenever they show TV shows within Rick and Morty.
Yeah, where the pizza's sitting on the sofa and he's ordering.
Yeah,
like
I love that.
Yeah. Because that's us, right? We just don't feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, they came out with a new season this year, no? I thought I saw some new episodes.
You mean the
sometime this year?
They had a pandemic special. Is that what you're talking about?
Pandemic special was South Park, no?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Yeah. I watched it.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. It's really meta and interesting. やっぱすごいよね。なんて言うんだろうね。すごいよね。あの、そのラインの見極め方というか。 そのappropriate と inappropriate とか funny と not funny の線の引き方というか攻め方というかが常に常に安定してるじゃん。いや。どうなってんのってもうすごくない? 結構信じられないんだけど。Yeah,
I really like the pandemic special. It had that very nuanced steering behind the narrative.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm like, wow, this driver is so good.
So, you know?
They've been doing that for so long. How old is South Park? It is so old.
So, だからすごいよね。
I don't even remember it not existing.
うん、しかもなんて言うんだろうね。すごいプレッシャーじゃん。こう、例えば自分がサウスパーク作ってる人で、じゃあこういうパンデミック起きました。絶対触れないといけないじゃん。絶対触れないといけないし、絶対面白いの出してくるってみんなが期待してる。失敗できません。みたいな中で作らないといけないっていう。いや、すごい本当に。毎回びっくりする。It's
tremendous.
いや、すごいよね。なんか面白いというか、いつも普通に感心してる。はあ、つって。次。
A study by researchers at Rutgers University suggests that if life exists on Mars, it is likely underground. While the surface of Mars is currently inhospitable, evidence has been mounting that water once flowed there in abundance. Yet, in the early solar system, the sun was weaker and could not have provided the warmth needed for water to flow. Study author Lujendra Oja stated the following: even if greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and water vapor are pumped into the early Martian atmosphere in computer simulations, climate models still struggle to support a long-term warm and wet Mars. I and my co-authors propose that the faint young sun paradox may be reconciled, at least partly, if Mars had high geothermal heat in its past. The team modeled the thermophysical evolution of ice and determined that during the Noachian period, some 4 billion years ago, when Mars lost its magnetic field, water could only have remained stable long-term, deep under the surface, kept liquid by geothermal heat. The research has been published in Science Advances.
ラトガース大学の研究で、火星に生命が存在する場合、地下に存在する可能性が高いことが分かりました。 火星の表面は現在生命体にとって厳しい環境ですが、過去には水が豊富に流れていたという証拠が次々と発見されています。しかし初期の太陽系では太陽は今より弱く、水が流れるのに必要な温度を提供できていなかったと考えられます。論文の著者であるルジェンドラ・オージャ氏は次のように述べています。コンピューターシミュレーションで火星の初期の大気に二酸化炭素や水蒸気などの温室効果ガスを送り込んだとしても、気候モデルは長期的に暖かく湿った火星を保持するのに苦労しています。私たちは火星が過去に高い地熱を持っていた場合、弱く若い太陽パラドックスが少なくとも部分的に解決するかもしれないと提案しています。チームは氷の熱物理的進化をモデル化し、火星が磁場を失った約40億年前のノアキア時代、水が長期的に安定した状態で存在するためには地下深くで地中熱によって液体の状態を保持していたに違いないと判断しました。この研究はサイエンスアドバンスに掲載されています。やっぱり地下にさ、巨大ミミズみたいなやついないかな。
How big? What's 巨大？
わかんない。5メートルぐらい。
What's the biggest thing that lives underground on Earth? Like big. They're all kind of small, right? Like those mole, groundhog,sort of burrowing rodents.
なんだろうね。
Hedgehogs go underground too.
Yeah. え、そういうのなんて言うんだっけ？なんちゃら worm みたいな、なんかあるじゃん。Desert とかに住んでるみたいな。
Worm?
Yeah, the huge desert worm.
Like from
Mongolian
Doom?
Death worm.
Mongolian death worm. Death worm?
Yeah. 聞いたことない？
No. I've never heard of a death worm.
It's not a real thing, but it's more like a myth というか。
Oh.
So it desert に超でかいこのワームが住んでるっていう都市伝説的な。
Isn't that what's in Dune?
Is that a movie?
Have you seen Dune? Yeah.It's a book too, but there are like these giant pits in the desert, and they have like teeth, like millions of teeth inside.
Okay.
And I think there are also worms, and they come out and try to eat you. But yeah, I think worms would do bad in the desert, though. They need moisture.
Yeah.
Right.
Lizards.Huge lizards.
Well, I don't think we'll have... Lizards don't really live underground, right?
Yeah. この人有名な人だよね、このルジェンドラ・オージャさんって。この人があれじゃないの、火星に水がありますって発表した人。He's really young, but...
Yeah, there was some other paper that came out recently that said, well, they came up with a technique to extract oxygen from the briny water, subsurface water. So,
I guess that's helpful. 今回みたいにさ、よくたまにではよくあるけど、そのシミュレーションした時に何かの要素が抜けてるからうまくいかなくて、それを逆算して当てはめるみたいなやつ、やっぱすごい好き。なんでかわかんないけど面白くない？今回のこの太陽が弱かったから水が凍っちゃうみたいな話。
Yeah, like there's a mystery, like something's off.
そうそうそう。
And the model is predicting something that we don't know or that we know isn't true. So something must be missing. So they call that a forcing function in the model. So the model is missing a forcing function, or a forcing function maybe outsized in the model. But yeah, in this case, given what we know about the state of the sun during that time, the model needed essentially more heat. And so they suggested heat from the core of Mars, geothermal heat. And there is a phenomenon on the surface of Mars called mud volcanoes. So there are volcanoes on Mars where instead of lava, just a bunch of mud comes out.
That's really weird.
Yeah. And it's caused by subsurface pressures.
Does it explode or is it more like ドロドロドロみたいな感じ?
It's more like the latter. It's not as explosive, I don't think. But they see features on the surface of Mars that indicate that there have been these mud volcanoes, which is, I don't know if that's the technically what they're called, but yeah.
面白いな.
So not only was the sun weaker back then, but Mars is like 50% further from the sun than Earth is.
Right, right.
And Mars is also not as massive. So the atmosphere is not as substantial. And it receives less than half the amount of sunlight that Earth receives. Because it's further away and smaller. Right. So the average temperature on Mars is quite cold. Way colder than the average temperature of Earth.
そっか。あのスペース X のやつやったよね。
Did you see it?
I saw a tweet with a video that said it was like it's some science account and it said it underwent a rapid unscheduled disassembly in the end, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's the term they use in that field. I mean, SpaceX actually calls it RUD. Yeah.
あ、そうなんだ. So it's a thing.
It's a joke, but it's also a thing. That is the official term that they're using.
Funny.
But it's a joke. ポジティブな言い方だよね. Yeah. It wasn't scheduled.
日本語でなんて言うんだろうね? でも日本語にすると面白くなくなっちゃうんだよな. これは.
非計画的な素早いディスアセンブリー解体みたいな、なんかそういうテクニカルな聞こえ方になっちゃう。 Yeah, it sounds super difficult that way. So wait, did you see the video or you didn't really see what happened?
I only saw the last part, the disassembly part.
Then you didn't see the cool part. So this is probably the most significant test of the Starship vehicle so far. It's never flown before, aside from the Starhopper, which just sort of hovered around slightly above the ground. This one went up to 12.5 kilometers up. It had three full flow stage combustion engines, the Raptor engines. And so it went up to 12.5 kilometers and then it sort of translated, like hovered sideways. And then it did what's called a belly flop maneuver, where it turns this way like an airplane, but then it kind of falls straight down. And it has these four little wings on it, these actuated fins. and those actuated fins help stabilize the spacecraft. And by falling this way instead of tate, there's a lot more air resistance, so they can slow down the vehicle without spending fuel. And also the flaps act as air brakes.
Okay.
So that all went perfectly. And then there's this little flip up maneuver that it has to do right before it lands, right? And that's done primarily using the actuated fins on the nose. So those fins tilt and create wind force. And then that flips the ship back a vertical. And it didn't work out exactly at the end because the fuel pressure in the header tank for methane. So it has methane and it has an oxidizer. It has liquid oxygen and methane's the propellant. So there's a header tank, which is designed to deliver fuel in a stable manner. And I guess the fuel got too low. There wasn't enough fuel pressure in the header tank. So one of the engines flamed out and it didn't have enough delta V to zero out and land. Or it didn't have enough, I guess, impulse. It wasn't generating enough force to like land gently because it only had one engine firing.
Does that affect the timeline for the scheduled stuff? Or was it expected? Or
I think everything worked out as expected except for the low fuel pressure that could have been partly caused by the flip maneuver. So when they turn the vehicle back upright, there's something called fuel sloshing that can happen within the tank. Because the ship is flipping, it makes the fuel splash up the side of the tank. And it kind of it gets away from where the fuel is being delivered from, right?
あ、そういうこと？単純に？
That's a potential issue, yeah.
へえ。
That's why the header tank exists, is to minimize the sloshing of the fuel. So there's two huge tanks, and then there's tiny tanks inside each of the huge tanks. So there's a liquid oxygen header tank, and there's a methane header tank. And the job of the header tank is to have fuel in it and work as a more stable, less sloshy version of the big tank. So as the big tank empties, it gets more sloshy, right? So that's why they have a second little tank. And specifically for the landing, they're entirely relying on the header tank because all the other fuel has been used up. But yeah, the tip maneuver, even with the header tank, could have compromised the fuel delivery. Alternatively, they just didn't have enough fuel. But either way, the combustion became so oxygen rich that it started to burn the copper in the exhaust housing. And that's why you see this bright green glow as the starship is trying to land. Because it's actually burning the copper. It has too much oxygen in the fuel mixture. So everything went well, aside from potentially a header tank design issue or just not having enough fuel, one of those. But the flight control, the engines themselves seem to do great. So I don't think it'll result in any slippage in the timeline. Because they have, this is SN8, but they have SN9, SN10, SN11. They're already building SN15. So they're several versions of this spaceship along. So they could just wheel another one out right now.
Right.
And just redo the same test with more fuel. And it would probably land.
I see.
So that was really cool.
Yeah, Hayabusa もね、もちろんすごいニュース、あの、海外でもすごいニュースになってたし。
Also very cool.
Yeah. 野口さんもね、宇宙にいるし。
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. It's kind of...
Yeah.
It's getting crazy to keep track of. And we're finding out so much stuff about...
Also China, right? They sent a rover to the moon. I mean, it landed already, I guess.
Yeah. And is that a return mission? I think it's coming back. Right?
I think so, or, yeah.
So, yeah, when's Maezawa going?
I thought it was next year.
No way.
No. 違ったっけ?
I think it's 2023, maybe.
そうだっけ? I thought it was 20. Oh, yeah. そうだ, you're right. 2023年.
Was it originally 2021 or was it always 2023?
I forget.
Because I think the original Starship timeline was 2022. And I think it has now slipped to 2024, which people kind of expected, but.
I think originally it could have been 2022.
We want Maezawa-san to be safe, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't need to rush that.
Yeah. まだ時間ある。しかも誰と一緒に行くか発表してないしね、まだ。
Oh, that's right. Wait, haven't they announced a couple people or not yet?
I don't think so. But people, they have to get ready, they need to get some training and stuff. So
maybe they've been told, but they can't reveal it. Do you think there are some like influencers or artists right now that are secretly training to go to space, but hasn't been announced yet?
Demo, what's the point of hiding it? I don't know. Maybe they have some marketing bullshit reasons. I don't know.
They probably want to pick everyone out first and then announce them all at the same time? Or do you think they'll announce them one at a time?
I have no idea.
Well, what do you think would be better in terms of marketing bullshit?
For who? It depends
for
on...
For them. For, for
them
the whole mission.
Them as in so. SpaceX or...
For Dear Moon. You know, like, how do you think Dear Moon is going to do it?
It also depends on who he's picking, right? If he's picking some, you know, なんか適当な人たち, then there's not much point in announcing it separately, wazawaza.
Do you think he can take a date, or are people just opposed to that now?
I mean, like, if he wants to, 本当にだから近所の人、まあ確かにアーティスト連れて行くとは言ったけど、やっぱ気が変わってもう単純にもういつもパーティーしてる友達みんなで行きますって言ったところで誰にも止める権利はないっていうか文句を言う権利もないから。Yeah. あ、そうなんだって。But
that still wouldn't be a good. It wouldn't be a good move, I don't think. You know, if he just turns it into like a flying izakaya and he just has his homies on there.
I guess.
I think people would be upset if only billionaires wrote. I don't know though. If you don't want to have too many billionaires on the same spaceship anyways, right? Because that could like disrupt the economy or something if it explodes. Can you imagine if they're like all on
like
the
Bezos
same...
and... Zuckerberg and everybody.
Yeah, the Google guys, like all of them are on. That would never happen.
No.
I mean, we wouldn't want that to happen. That would be crazy. But that's sort of the risk for, you know, packing it with famous artists too, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's so risky.
Like when Maezawa-san was like at the press conference, he was like, "Oh, Elon, you should come too." And I'm like, "No."
Yeah. Definitely not.
ね、 その行って何かすごいインサイトを得そう、なんかすごいperspectives を得そうな人に行ってほしい反面、何かあった時にその人を失っちゃうと困るっていうジレンマがあるもんね。
Yeah.
まあ、だからといってこいつなら言ってもいいやみたいなそういうことでもないんだけどさ。
Did you see that Mayweather is gonna fight Logan Paul? The Forest?
ねえ、なんなのこれ、
guy?
もう。なんなの なんなの
You saw it, right?
No. 初めて聞いたよ。
Wait, you haven't? Really? Logan Paul's gonna box Mayweather. Tenshin had his shot, and now it's Logan Paul.
なんかさ、なんて言うんだろうね、ボクシングもフォローしてないし、YouTuber もフォローしてないから、もう私のどこのタイムラインにもそのニュース出てこないんだけど。
It's huge.
もうちょっと、まあそっか、別にお金になるから。
The boxing people are so bothered by this.
like the boxing community.いやなんかもうちょっと選んでほしいなって思っちゃいそう。
戦う相手。 Yeah, there are like real opponents still that if he wanted to come back. I mean, he is kind of old, so he doesn't really want to do that. He just wants money, mostly. Like, I thought Tenshin was like, at least he's like a fighter, you know? He's like, and he's really skilled, and he's like an up-and-coming prodigy, and we didn't know what his ceiling was. But Logan Paul is 0-1. He's only fought once and he lost. And he lost to a YouTuber. So people are really confused by this whole thing. And that, I think that's really it's become the reason to do it. You know, it's like, if you can make something that's just so wrong, it just feels like, it feels like it can't be real, you know. It like gets a lot of attention now.
でもあんまりいいエグザンプルではないよね。なんていうの、社会にとって。
So, one thing about boxing is you can always say, oh, but if the other guy like lands one hard punch, you know, then Mayweather could get knocked out and like it would be the craziest thing ever.
いやでもないでしょ。
But you can't say that with like a chess match or something, right?You can't take like some random guy and have him fight the, what's that, the nice kid with the hair that's always doing the...
藤井聡太君?
Yeah. So, there's something about boxing that gives anyone this like tiny, tiny chance. And I think that's why they're able to do this in that sport. You couldn't really do it in most other areas, you know. If you had a tennis match between one of the, like the best tennis player in the world and some...You know, like me, like it's boring because there's no chance that I'm going to win, you know, a match or a set.
とはいえ、とはいえって感じなんだけど、だってメイウェザーだよ。I don't know.
Also, did you see, I guess you don't know about Cyberpunk either?
Oh, I saw some...tweet that someone was making
like Cyberpunk 2077. It's like the
I saw that, but I don't know what that is. What is it?
It's a super highly anticipated game. That like people are losing their minds over it.
The Witcher の人が作ったやつか。
And apparently some people got seizures from Cyberpunk. Yeah.And they...
Wait. So it's out already? It's available?
It's being released today.
Ah, そうなんだ。Ah, そうなんだ。Today? Oh, ah, そうなの。
But it's...
Today it was released today and some people, like plural people, had seizure?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Some people played it somehow. Maybe they got some like early something. I don't really know how that works. I'm not...
え何怖いんだけど。ポケモンみたいなこと昔の。
Yeah,
なんかチカチカチカみたいなこと
Yeah. Apparently there's like a headset that you put on inside the game.
Okay.
Not like you don't put on a headset, but your character in the game puts on a headset. And they do that to, I guess, explore other people's dreams or something. Something weird like that. But in that setting...There's like crazy flashing, super colorful, vibrant stuff that at least gave one person a seizure enough to write an article about it.
God.
So, and it's being released today, right? And there's no labels or warning or anything about the seizure thing. So it is possible that in the next few days we will see... many reports of people seizing from playing this game, you know? And hopefully I'm not one of them. Yeah, because that... I mean, how do you even know if you're one of those people that would have a seizure?
You probably don't, right?
You kind of find out when it's too late, I think.
あれ?マイケルってゴースト・オフ・ツシマやったって言ったんだっけ?
うん。
あ、そっか。
Why?
No, I was just wondering.
Yeah, that game was great. Ghost of Tsushima. It's probably the funnest game I've played in years and years. I think. I really like Death Stranding too.
なんかそういうの結構今年結構多いね。こう大ヒットするゲームみたいな。動物の森とかもそうだけど。
I haven't played most of the trending games like Fall Guys and Among Us and
Wait, Among Us, the last app one?
I don't know.
I played it the other day. That's the one with the app, right? なんか人狼っぽいやつでしょ?
I
felt so old. It was depressing.
Why did it make you feel old?
First of all, the map is bigger than I thought. So, and 結構急に始まるのね。もうなんかあんま説明とかもなく。
What are the rules? Like, what's the premise?
You're on the spaceship with a bunch of other people and...
You gotta find the alien? Like, who's the alien?
You have to find the imposter. But... そうなんか急に始まって、で、その船でいろんな問題が起こるから、それを、そのタスクをこなさないといけないんだけど、まずなんか自分がどこにいるのかっていうか、なんか、Where am I? みたいな感じで、I was lost. I was walking back and forth. And then someone said I was suspicious. So I was like, actually this one is suspicious and we were both wrong. And
so you weren't suspicious?
I was probably acting suspicious.
I mean like,
what? You're this, not astronaut, but なんか変なキャラ.
And what's the imposter supposed to be? Because he's not like a vampire or something, right? He's
probably an alien or anti-NASA person or something like that. I don't really know the premise.
Anti-NASA person?
I don't really know, but you're supposed to sabotage the mission.
So Buscemi.
Kind of, but more sneaky version of Buscemi. So, なんだろう。なんか直してるふりして壊すとか。をしなきゃいけないっぽいんだけど、とにかくなんか時間がなくて、あのその話し合いの時もめっちゃもう何十秒とかしかないから、もうタイプしてもさもう間に合わないというか、みたいな感じで。
It sounds like the Expanse. I've suggested you watch that show. You know where they're in space, but in that show there's always like they introduce some character.And sometimes they're sketchy, but then it turns out they're actually a good person and they weren't trying to, you get tricked. But there's a lot of that, like someone is saying that they'll help fix something and then they're secretly like, I don't know, connecting some wires that shouldn't be connected or something.
You know? Yeah. You're not watching Mandalorian, right?
No.
Okay. なんかそれ結構最近衝撃の展開というか。
Did something happen to the baby Yoda?
まあこれはネタバレじゃないか。なんか名前があることが判明した。
Oh, the baby Yoda has a name?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He has a name.
And it's not Yoda?
He had a name this whole time. It's just that he can't really talk, so the main character didn't know.
That's a huge, like, spoiler, no? That...Baby Yoda has a name. This is like the biggest spoiler possible. Like, what could be bigger news? Like, we've been wondering what Baby Yoda's name is. Like,
I wasn't.
For months. We've talked about it.
Yeah,
like,
but
is Baby
really,
Yoda
really
Yoda as a baby? And is Yoda Yoda's
no,
name?
No, but that wasn't actually Well, we were wondering because we're ignorant.
I'm still ignorant.
So my husband knew this whole time that Yoda is a name of one individual, not the name of the species.
Really? I thought we figured out it was the opposite.
So right after we talked about that on our show, my husband was like, no, Yoda is just a name of that particular guy, and it's not the name of the entire species. So I was like, okay. But, you know, Baby Yoda's a baby, so, you know, we didn't know that he already had a name, but he did. And somehow, I don't know, it's so
unintentionally
funny. Wait,
what's the name? Or if you say the name, it's not good? Doya is the name Doya.
His name is Grogu.
Grogu.
I don't know, it's so unintentionally funny to me.
Like, Grogu?
His name is Grogu, and he was Grogu this entire time. We just didn't know.
Isn't that little tree person called Grogu or something?
That's,
Groot?
Groot, yeah.
Shijang, grow Groot.
That's kind of近いね.
That's kind of grow Groot.
Yeah, Grogu.
Go.
Mandalorian.
Go-gurt に聞こえる. Go-gurt.
Mandalorian はあれなんだよね。週に1回何配信される形式だから、一気に見れないというか、それがまあでもワークしてると思う。番組のフォーマット的にこう水戸黄門形式だから、あんまりなんか。ビンチワッチする必要ないっていうか、週1回忘れた頃に、ああ、これあったわがちょうどいいかもしれない。その何時間も続けて見るもんでもないっていうか。
Seems healthier than... People were doing some major binging with like the Game of Thrones stuff. It was like an epidemic of people that would like get the whole season at once.And they're like, it just came out. Are you binging? Okay, I'm binging too. And they're all binging this TV show.
And yeah, I mean, I think shows like Game of Thrones, it's too complicated and there are too many characters. And so, binge しないと逆にもう忘れちゃうというか、え、この人誰だっけ?とか、え、この人何しようとしてたんだっけ?みたいな。もうわけわかんなくなっちゃうから一気に見ないと逆にむずいみたいな。
I kind of felt that way about Star Wars, though.I'd watch a Star Wars and I'd be like, wait, I don't remember the context.
Yeah, そうだね。
Like what happened in the early Star Wars?
そうだからさ、some people, like my husband, who remembers everything, あの、Mandalorian とか見てても、映画に出てきたキャラが出てきたりするんだけど、もう忘れてるから全然わかんないの。え、これ誰?みたいな。でも、yeah, I guess it's not catered to people like me, forgetful people.
You have to really pay attention too. And these days, I think it's harder to pay attention to like an entire episode. Like you'll probably get a text or something and you'll like not pay attention for just a minute. And then you have no idea that that thing's name is Grogoot or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta watch Kingdom, the Korean zombie show. There are only 6 episodes in one season.
Is that the one where they get cold and they fall asleep?
Yeah, but a lot of things unfold, and あのね、ゾンビのコンテンツって基本同じ課題を抱えてると思ってて、私は。どうしてそのゾンビの感染が始まったのかと終わり方、この2つがだいたいおかしかったりしょぼかったりするわけじゃん。だから Walking Dead なんてもう何10年ぐらいわかんないけどやってるけど。少なくとも私が見てたところまではどうやって始まったのかについて全くもう触れないまま何年も見させられるみたいな、それをその2つの課題をめっちゃ綺麗にクリアしてる、それはなかなか珍しいから、そういう意味ですごく面白かった。
Does Biohazard have a clear ending? I guess not, because they made so many sequels.
No.Yeah, no, it got shittier and shittier.
Well, that
最初はね、始まり方は確かにバイオハザードすごい綺麗
ってい
うか、
ま
あ、悪い大企業がみたいな話だったけど。
It was perfect. Like, the whole sequence, they show, like, how it started, you know, just with some individuals within the organization, right? It wasn't necessarily...
Yeah. でもだからゲームはどう
なのか分からない。The game just, not the game, the Umbrella Corporation just tried to cover it up after it happened, but I think the initial outbreak was not a company decision, you know, it was someone working there.
Right. Thought it was more of an accident or something, right? Or someone stole
it. And then the AI doesn't really cooperate with the humans because it's prioritizing containment of the entire facility.
So. だからゲームの最初の方はすごい良かったんだよね。まあ映画になってめちゃくちゃになっちゃった感じがあるけど。で、キングダムはね、結構、まあ、私の周りでも、何、全然普段、英語以外のコンテンツ見ないっていう人もすごい褒めてたから、まあ、だから私も見たんだけど、It was really good. 珍しく。
It's a movie or a TV show?
It's a TV show.、There are 12 episodes in total.、やっぱね、6 episodes in one season ちょうどいいんだよね。それも。なんかあんまり話の数がないから、展開も早いし。
There's so many things to watch because it's crazy. Because like the new, I guess there's a new season of Expanse. And
that's Amazon, right?
Bezos bought it. And I haven't seen the latest season of Westworld. I heard it was...
Westworld, I haven't seen it yet.
Have you seen any of it or none?
No, I saw season one. And then... wait, which one was the one... なんか日本が出てくるやつ。あのシーズンが見てなくて、で、友達があんま良くなかったって言ってて。
I think that's season
次はいいみたいな。Okay.
Wait, so you didn't watch season two?
Maybe I did halfway through.
Tiny World is great. You should definitely watch Tiny World. Each episode's like, I don't know, 25 minutes or something, 30 minutes.
Well, that's Apple TV, なんでしょ?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have zero access. うちはだから Disney Plus と Netflix と Amazon Prime だから。
Wow. I think I have... Yeah, I don't have any of those. Well,
you're using.
I share some of those, but personally, I have YouTube Premium.
Premium. Oh, okay.
So I can play videos in the background of my phone mostly.
Netflix はもうなんかインフラストラクチャーだから、インフラだからもうなかったらどうやって生きればいいかわかんない。
Yeah, I don't know how much stuff.It makes sense to watch. Like, I know people that watch too much stuff, you know? You must know people that watch more stuff than you, and you're like, wow, that person just watches too much
stuff. Watches everything.
Yeah, like, how do they watch all everything, you know? And
I guess.
There is some, like, balance or, I don't know, appropriate amount of time to be... allocating to TV shows, you know?
So, I guess.
Well, there has to be, right? You can't just watch TV shows all day long. I know people that do that too. I know people that they watch like every show. It's crazy. Even the ones that they don't like that much, they still watch.
Wow.
Now, I'm really so picky. Cool. If I don't like a show, I'm out of there.
Yeah,
like,
me
I'm
too.
I'm bored.
Yeah, me too. I realized なんかさ息子がいるからそのディズニープラスでちょっと昔のディズニーの作品とかを見せたくなるわけよ。やっぱ自分が見てたからね。そうすると始まるまでに一生かかるの。なんか昔の子供ってすごいペーシェントだったんだなと思うけど、普通こうチャラーンってなんかディズニーのロゴが出てきて音楽が始まって、まあ大体さ1分とかで始まるじゃん、もう本編が。昔のやつって本当にもう。
Was it the blue background and the castle and I couldn't read the D.
I mean, updating. Neither. I didn't know that it was D until I was like, 結構大きくなってから.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a D.
Yeah, it was mind-blowing to me when I realized that it was a D. I was like, D なんだみたいな.
I don't know what anyway, I thought it was, but...
I know, yeah. I know, right? Anyway, それこそ101匹ワンちゃんとか昔のって、マジで話が始まるまでに4分ぐらいあったりするの。
Mm.
その音楽が流れて、何まあ名前とか出てくるかなエンドロールみたいな、まあ、とにかく分かんないけどもうさ永久に始まんないから私が子供の時でもこれを眺めてたのかなと思って
And so does your kid just he's left already or he's not
he's not yeah he's not he's definitely not paying attention he's like what is this
you think But, old Disney's too slow for kids now or because our generation people like they loveBeauty and the Beast, or they absolutely love Snow yeah, White. Like, they are so、slow. Passionate about it.
It's pretty slow, and it's actually、artistic.、
Mm.
It's not really childish、mm. as opposed to, you know, Frozen and stuff. 例えばなんか特に101匹ワンちゃんとか今見ると背景の絵とかが本当になんていうんだろうね drawing というかもう art って感じで
うん、
あのおしゃれなのめちゃくちゃ服装とかキャラクターのだから、うん、こう今みたいに目を超大きくして頭もでかくして可愛いみたいなのをあんまり目指してないというか、
うん、
それはすごいあいいねって思うけど
And it's like hand drawn, right? Like you, every
yeah, yeah, yeah.
detail
そうそうそう
there was like made by a person
そうなの
You can kind of feelIt's like,
ただやっぱ古い分 questionable なシーンとかもあるけどねなんかあのワンワン物語とかさやっぱちょっと racist あの悪いシャム猫が出てきて、they're like Chinese or something but basically なんか目がすごい slanty で、がアジアっぽい音楽が流れるみたいな、これはちょっと今やったら確実に怒られるだろうなみたいな。
Yeah, it's part of,、yeah. I don't know, cultural history or whatever. Like the Bugs Bunny cartoons and stuff are like even worse
yeah, yeah, yeah.
than yeah. Disney.
でもやっぱ slow だよね、今のと比べると。
There's that problem with 2001, A Space Odyssey. It's too slow for modern people. Like every modern, if you try to watch that in 2020...You're just going to be like, wow, yeah. I just have too much stuff to do. Like, this can't take this long. Like, you're、yeah. really going to show this little, you know, planet rising for freaking 5 minutes straight, you know, or whatever、mm. the scenes are.
So, ne.
And
yeah,
I mean, I have that same preference. Like, I get bored super fast. If I'm watching a video on YouTube of how to do something and someone starts telling a story, I'm just like, oh my God, stop. You know, like if I'm trying to, yeah. I just want to know how to do this thing.
Yeah, I feel the same way with American recipes.
They go on too long at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, what is that?それ完全に文化の違いだと思うんだけど、日本のレシピってもう最初に分量が出てきて、で作り方じゃん。That's it.
はい、
で
まあ写真しましょう。And they show like, yeah, they get right into it, usually.
でもアメリカのさ、レシピって普通に文面とか本でもさ、もう散々なんかそのエピソードなりなんない、私の家族はみたいなお話がもうめっちゃ長く書いてあって、
yeah.
で分量どこに書いてあんのみたいな。でなんか最高の方にちょっと分量急に出てきてみたいな。
Yeah, they write a
優先順位がおかしいじゃん。
Yeah, there's definitely like a 4-paragraph introduction to how their great 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 grandparents got this recipe, you know, and they won some chili cook-off in like 1957.
そう、分量いつ教えてくれるんだろうみたいな感じで。それ
But、
でもそれがなんだろう、もう当たり前のフォーマットになってるから、そういう文化なんだなって私は思ってるけど、日本のだと考えられないもんね、そういうの。
I think people prefer that too, because they don't know which recipe to use. Because you can just look up like chili recipe, and there's like a million. So you start.
でもさ、大体写真で選ぶからさ、そのアネクドっていうか、personal story あんまり読んだことないの。
Maybe people want to tell that story because they make that chili at home. It's like, you know, I got this chili from this family recipe from like, you know, the panhandle.
そうなのかな。みんな読んでるのかな。
They must be, right?
確かに、I mean, 結構気になってる、いつも。
That's what the Google ranking algorithm is saying, right? People like that. The long intro, family history, lead up to this, like, just really hyping up the recipe before you get started.
そう、もういいから早く教えてくれみたいなね。文字起こしのテキストは、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android 版あります。そちらからチェックしてみてください。無料の単語リストとかいろいろついてる機能があるので、
yep.
あと月額360円で各エピソードごとの宿題も出しています。英語の勉強何したらいいか分かんないなっていう人はとりあえずその問題をやってみるっていうのもいいかなと思います。bilingualnews.jp で公式ストアもありますので、ぜひそちらもご覧になってみてください。
Christmas is coming up。
あ、そうだね。クリスマスギフトにいかがですか、皆さん。広告を入れず自腹で運営しているので、気に入ったものがあったらご購入いただけると大変助かります。インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
アプリで購読してくださっている皆さん、また商品を買ってくださっている皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。大変助かります。おしまい。
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.